Media shouldn't be one note. Support Rabble.ca and a diversity of voices in Canadian media. Visit rabble.ca/donate to contribute.
This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's radio, free radio.
Hi, and welcome to Gooder Goods, a podcast about conscious consumption. I'm Kelly Okamura, and I'd like to share with you my long journey from front row fashionista to shopping in my closet as a trendsetter. We're all consumers who wear clothes. And as a professional in the purchasing system, my spending spree has taught me a lot about why clothes matter and why all of us need to think twice before we mindlessly make our next purchase. And hopefully before we wreck our planet for the sake of a bargain that we thought was too good of an opportunity to miss out on.
It's Labor Day. If you've ever sewn more than a three-hole dress, two armholes, and a neck opening, you don't have to be an apparel pro to be gobsmacked at how garments can sell for so cheap. For apparel workers who leverage global supply chain efficiency, there is knowing that less cost in offshore production can have a bigger cost to all of us who live on the planet. But that does not mean that not made in Canada is not gooder. Most consumers don't stop to think beyond the price tag. So let's take a moment on Labor Day to think about how your garment was made for the cost you paid. I began my fashion career costing garments for a dress company, and soon shifted to marketing our country's top fashion designers, before working as a consultant to the design arm of the Canadian Apparel Federation. I have deep roots in our national apparel industry, yet I've recently advised to not walk away from offshore production. Not for the typical reasons of lower labor cost, but because least developed countries need our economic support. What they don't need is the dumping of our excess and our desire for cheap at any cost on them. I regularly hear from consumers that they want to buy local and where to buy it. I also hear that ethical fashion is too expensive, which has led to interesting dialogue on the whys for the cost. Often in the blink of an eye, I see change happen in mindset with those I've conversed with, but change to action takes more time when new value choice is harder to see in the convenience of the mall on sale. So they keep buying cheap and feel good because their bargains bought soon need to get out of their wardrobes to make room for more stuff. Many good people romanticize that donating their barely worn clothes will go to some near-naked person in need. So the 2012 documentary film Unraveled by Meghna Gupta is a good use of 15 minutes on Labor Day to challenge assumptions, since perceptions form one's reality. Otherwise, many would still assume the world is flat. Here's a soundbite teaser. Maybe the water's too expensive for them to wash their clothes. Check it out. Link for Unraveled on the podcast show notes. If you saw the visual for this podcast, the scrap of the bungee cord shown is filled with old textiles. And that's where I told my friend who cut the cord where her charitable offcasts ended up. Not likely on the back of a half-naked person. Ironically, my distracted chatter about textiles made her cut her new sail rope short, so we ended up road tripping to the rope store, one of the few textile manufacturers still making in Canada. Rope became an interesting metaphor for circular fashion. I also recently attended the Apparel Textile Sourcing Canada show, the debut of an American-organized trade event in Toronto. It was a last-minute sign-up, since I'm not a trade buyer, and the exhibitors were offshore suppliers from Asia, Central, and South America. What interested me was the information sessions that promoted the Canadian benefits of offshore supply chain management in least developed countries. Bangladesh, China, Haiti, and the Colombian government had a big presence in promoting the trade benefits and the value of supporting economic development and worker rights abroad. This was supported by the Canadian Trade Facilitation Office and through new globally recognized accreditation programs such as RAP and OECOTEX. The talks focused on the value for Canadian companies to leverage offshore labor cost savings and support future fit product by assuring consumers that their purchases were made under transparent, ethical conditions. I talked with global RAP experts on worldwide accreditation for products and factories. RAP, the acronym for Worldwide Responsible Accredited Production, is the most recognized factory certification body in apparel and footwear. Their certification indicates safe, lawful, and ethical manufacturing. So as a consumer, asking a brand, who made your clothes, find out if the factory is RAP certified. Interestingly, if you go to the RAP site, you will see a world map of RAP facilities globally. And the greatest density of certified factories is in China. Think twice about how you view garments labeled made in China. And hopefully in the near future, consumers can look for the OECOTEX Made in Green labeling that certifies products are not only made in production facilities that ensure worker safety, but also product material ethics, social responsibility, and environmental care. Check out Gooder Goods podcast, Blue Jean Blues, if you want to know why product material ethics matter and why toxins are likely to make your cheap denims blue. OECOTEX Made in Green certification will allow consumers to buy with confidence and trace the product's integrity online. Its accreditation is backed by rigorous science from testing institutions such as the 170-year-old Swiss-based Testex. I spoke with their company's head of marketing for OECOTEX, who told me that there are some Canadian products that have passed the rigorous testing, but they have not begun to market with the Made in Green hang tag. As a global non-governmental organization, OECOTEX has not marketed their stamp of approval to consumers. It provides a useful way for clearer transparency between makers and consumers to have confidence in product integrity. I'll update on OECOTEX Canadian progress landed in product, but you can also check their site for the rigor for future brands that will be tagged Made in Green. I've regularly heard from consumers that made not in Canada is something bad, but offshore manufactured products can be done in a process that is supported by consumers who want gooder goods. The challenge for the purchasing system is to create more transparent ways between profit-taking corporations and consumers so that workers, whether overseas or local, don't pay for our well-priced garments. All of us can shift to new value goods where we can feel good and look good in new products that were produced in textiles that respect the earth and are manufactured in factories that support worker well-being while leveraging cost efficiency of modern global supply chain production. Take a moment and check what you can find out about what you chose to buy and wear on Labor Day. Look at what information your garment labeling can tell you about what fabric, who, and where, and under what conditions the garment was made, and what you still want to know about your favorite garment, whose brand you want to support through your buying dollars in a future purchase. Likely the price tag has been removed, so now you can get a better sense about the product you chose to buy and put on your back. As we in industry continue to make progress to making goods in a globally interconnected and transparent world, consumers play an important role in ensuring workers overseas and their labor does not create garments made not only by their sweat, but at a cost of blood and tears. Salute to all garment and textile workers globally, from all of us who are not standing naked today. Thank you, and be gooder purchasers.
Follow me on Twitter at GooderGoods. The links I referenced can be found on Facebook. Search Gooder Goods. And the podcast is uploaded on soundcloud.com/GooderGoods. Choose to be gooder.